Sharing the secrets of anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. This is Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Well, hello, everyone. My apologies, we're having a whole ton of technical difficulties today. And so if this program suddenly cuts out at any time during when it's supposed to be actually broadcast, well, that's what's happened. Another one of the technical difficulties. So hopefully we can get these technical difficulties fixed one of these days. But meanwhile, I'll quit complaining about that and say, welcome back to AM 770 KTTH. This is Green Medicine Radio, and this is me, Jonathan Ryan, from the Tomo Clinic in Tukwila. For most of the next hour, we'll discuss or discuss with you how health can be improved and maintained, and healthy longevity further extended with the use of natural substances and energies. All of this is based very firmly on published science and the combined experience of Tomo Clinic physicians since 1973, and most importantly, the who-knows-how-long history of nature creation in humans. Thank you to Key Pharmacy, Meridian Valley Laboratory, Tomo Clinic Foundation, the Tomo Clinic in Tukwila, and the Tomo Clinic Dispensary for continuing to make it possible for us to talk, that is when we don't have technical difficulties, about achieving and maintaining good health with nature's tools every Saturday. The purpose of Green Medicine Radio is to share information with as many people as possible about safe, effective science and clinical observation-based healthcare. When we discuss your health questions, the discussion is heard by others, I hope, if things are working. And although this discussion is not pertinent to everyone listening, of course not, during all of our radio hours since 2010, it's very likely you've heard more than one discussion which could be useful for you, a family physician, or a friend. And with the efforts and superb skills of volunteer webmaster John DeBlaso, and now with George Saxton, who has the last several years of our conversation cataloged, just go to the website, all those W's, and Green Medicine Radio or Green Medicine Online, whichever you prefer. Click here for archive shows, then click any year displayed. Scroll through for any program or segment of any program you want. There are tabs for topics, hosts, the Tomo Clinic YouTube channel, Tomo Clinic, and a contacts and link line. Consider visiting all those W's and either Green Medicine Online or greenmedicineradio.com, and why not recommend it to preventers' health problems? As part of this effort to tell as many people as possible about safe, effective science and clinical observation-based healthcare, in addition to Green Medicine Radio and Green Medicine Online, there's the Tomo Clinic YouTube channel. As you and especially our kids and grandkids know, my years in school were back in the dark ages. I still read numerous actual books, the ones with covers on them, along with printed-on-paper newspapers and magazines. No computers or internet back in those dark ages. Younger generations have for years been urging us to catch up with the times and broadcast online, and we've finally gotten around to doing that when we're not having technical difficulties. But even so, it's a little slow, right? At the Tomo Clinic website, all those W's, and TomoClinic.com, click on information, scroll down to the Tomo Clinic YouTube channel, and there we all are, all the Tomo Clinic physicians, yeah, me too, rambling on, although most of the videos are mercifully short. And if you want, you can see and hear the presentation. There are so many topics covered, it's very likely you'll find at least one or two of interest. Here are just a few examples. A discussion of a 30-year-plus study of over 10,000 newborns who had an 80% risk reduction in type 1 diabetes over the next 31 years with the use of just one vitamin compared to the kids who didn't get it. Then there's a discussion about two studies which resulted in dramatic reduction of risk of heart attack without any change in diet and exercise, and taken right from the pages of a medical journal, how to eliminate the symptoms of cold and flu within 3 days in 81% of those taking temporarily higher doses of vitamins A and D. If you want, you can also hear and see about safely eliminating nearly every symptom of endometriosis with no patent medicines or surgery, and three recent publications about how significant improvement in Parkinson's disease with a B vitamin. Another describes how to eliminate gestational diabetes within 2 weeks. Yes, that's gestational diabetes gone in 2 weeks, and that's taken from two different medical journals. Then there's a discussion about total prevention. Yes, that's 100% prevention of strep throats. That one was published in a book by a pediatrics professor from Johns Hopkins University. Lastly, how to safely eliminate trigger finger every time with no surgery. This one from a 1973 book from a practicing physician, Dr. John Ellis. It's worked for everyone, and that's literally dozens since 1973, to whom I happen to have relayed this advice from Dr. Ellis. Imagine that. There's also a presentation titled Causes of and Safe Natural Treatment for High Blood Pressure, which reviews 8 natural ways to safely lower the blood pressure. And that's just a fraction of what you can hear and see on the Tahoma Clinic YouTube channel. In addition to watching YouTube video presentations, like me, you might be old-fashioned enough to be interested in reading actual articles about health conditions. Click around under information at the Tahoma website. Click on my articles. Good grief, there's 29 of them posted. And you'll find an article telling you all the things we can do to stay healthy with the use of potassium iodide. The list goes way, way, way beyond nuclear power plant disasters. It includes water disinfection, increasing a woman's estriol, not getting infections while traveling on airplanes, helping COPD sufferers breathe easier, reducing scars, and many other things. Now, 200 years ago, I am not kidding at all, 200 years ago, actually a little bit more, Bernard Courtois, from France, of course, developed potassium iodide. It's so useful, it's still in active use in 2020, even though it was developed 200 years ago. Of course, it's not used in conventional medicine. Couldn't do that. Can't get that patent on it, but you know that story. If the lid on the container of potassium iodide is on tight, it never goes bad and will be ready when you need it. It only kills germs, which is why it doesn't go bad. It increases women's estriol, which is an anti-carcinogenic estrogen. Yes, I know I said that already, but having more estriol lowers a woman's hormone-related cancer risk. And that's kind of important, isn't it? Potassium iodide also helps reduce and even eliminate breast and ovarian cysts, reduces fibrosis and Peyronie's disease, and many, many other things. You'll also find 2 articles discussing all the things that low-dose, and that's over-the-counter, not prescription, lithium can do for your health. This includes very strong protection against Alzheimer's disease, actually stimulating the growth of new brain cells at any age. Imagine that, new brain cells at any age. Whew, too bad we can't get all the politicians to take lithium, isn't it? And it promotes longevity, and for those who are interested, notably reduces hangovers after excess alcohol consumption. Should be at least one person out there interested in that. And if you have time and interest, there are 27 more of my articles posted at all those W's and TahomaClinic.com. If you want to access hundreds of articles about health and healthy longevity, subscribe to Green Medicine Newsletter. Go to the newsletter website, which happens to be all those W's and GreenMedicineNewsletter.com. And access all the articles posted there since 2010. If you're a subscriber, you can read every one of them if you feel like it. Well, if you do, it's hoped that will be of some use. Well, I think I've mentioned this before, but at Tahoma Clinic, we believe that copying the original plan of nature and creation for human bodies is always the best for health. And we know that nature and creation have never, ever used any patent medicines, sometimes they're called drugs or pharmaceuticals, to build or maintain human bodies. According to a website oddly named, quote, liberalfirst.com, which was online today, no kidding, a 2020 report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention tells us that 44% of men and 57% of women over 65 years old take an average of 5 or more patent medicine prescriptions every day. Well, apparently drugging ourselves into health isn't all that effective, is it? Patent medicines for optimal long-term health are the greatest health scam, I do mean it, the greatest health scam of the 20th and 21st centuries. Of course, they've made somebody a lot of money, haven't they? Occasionally, patent medicines can be very important or even life-saving in some emergencies. But when that emergency is over, a healthy life requires restoring as much as possible the original functions of our bodies. And to do that, we must have the original substances and energies given to us by nature and creation. Nothing else works as well. As mentioned, and I'll shut up shortly, I promise, because it looks like Howard from Florida may be waiting. We've been having some technical difficulties here. I hope we get over them sometime. But anyway, the purpose of Green Medicine Radio is to share information with as many people as possible about safe, effective science and clinical observation-based healthcare. When we discuss your health questions, the discussion is heard by others, and although each discussion is not pertinent to everyone, during all of our radio hours since 2010, it's very likely you've heard more than one discussion which could be useful for you, a family member, or a friend. And that's what Green Medicine Newsletter, Green Medicine Newsletter, Green Medicine Radio are all about, getting the information out about staying healthy and, if necessary, what to do about certain health conditions. Okay, well, I think, I could be wrong, but I think we have a few minutes before the break here. So I should get out the phone numbers and then shut up and listen to Howard. Our phone numbers are 206-421-0770. That's 206-421-0770. And 206-465-8770. 206-465-8770. And folks, I'm sorry. Hopefully you're not having any technical difficulties at your end. We're sure as heck having them here. Anyway, time for me to shut up and listen to Howard. Is Howard there?
Yay. Hey, Dr. Wright. How you doing?
Well, as you can tell, I'm a little grumpy today, but you go right ahead with your question, and I'll get over it.
Yeah, technology does that to me, too. I've been tracking my recovery heart rate after high-intensity interval training. I don't know if you're familiar with all that, but I use a stair stepper, so it's pretty easy to just, at the end of it, I check my pulse, and I wait a minute,
sure.
Check it again. I wait 2 minutes and check it again.
Yeah.
And apparently, the 1 to 2 minute drop in heart in pulse is the most important, so I've been tracking that, and it's been improving over time, going from dropping as little as 5, 6, 7 beats in that first to second minute to as much as 15, 16.
Okay.
So I would consider that my cardiac function's improving with that, but
sounds that
I've
way
been doing your I'm sorry.
Well, I said it sounds that way.
Yeah, so I was feeling good about it, and I've been taking your Super K and tocotrienols protocol for 5 months now because I'm 61 years old. I thought, yeah, I'm concerned if there's plaque, so I would like to, you know, do a little bit extra that I can. But just this past week, on Thursday, the heart rate drop was very little. Suddenly, this for one day, it was very little. I mean, talking about a total was 3 beats. You know, I mean, total was 7 beats from the time I stopped the last high-intensity interval till 2 minutes later. And then really, the difference was only from 1 to 2 minutes was only 3 beats. And that's, I've been averaging 10 to 16. So what kind of things would you say could do that somewhat suddenly?
Well, I can think of 3 things right off, sir. And those are some things that are really essential to conduction of electricity in the body. You probably know what they are, but the first one is kind of obvious because all our houses have copper wiring, and that copper sure conducts electricity, but it does that in the body, too. And then there's another mineral, which we all know about that's good for the heart, called magnesium, which helps with the electrical flow. And then lastly, there's the amino acid taurine. Now, somebody in Japan, I should say, started a giant study that finally covered 35 countries. And what it found was that the more taurine was found in a 24-hour urine test, in that bucket of 24-hour urine collected, the more taurine, the less likely the person was to have heart trouble. No kidding, sir.
Oh.
So we got magnesium, copper, and taurine. Now, you said how old you were, sir, because I missed that part.
What's that?
How old did you say you were this year, sir?
61.
60-something. I'm sorry. I'm not hearing you very well, but I think it was 60-something.
Yeah, that's okay. 61.
Okay. Well, and you've heard me carry on about this over and over again, but the reason I do is because it's never mentioned in conventional medicine, or we wouldn't sell any acid-shutting-off patent medicines, would we? Namely, that by the time we're in our 60s, we have, according to the Mayo Clinic, no less, in 1932, after checking 3,700 people, we have about a 50-50 chance of our stomach acid having declined, even if we don't notice it. We have that chance. And one of the ways we can tell is we can get one of those things called a hair mineral analysis, where they check for all the minerals in the hair, including magnesium and copper. And then we can do a blood test, and you can do the hair test on your own just by contacting the lab. The blood test, you'll probably need a note from mother or from your doctor, whichever. And that checks for fasting plasma essential amino acids, including taurine. That's what it's called. And if a person has multiple deficiencies in the minerals and multiple deficiencies in the amino acids, oops, their stomach acid is starting to slip. That's what's behind that. And nearly every time that's what's behind that, because things aren't getting digested as well as they might, and certainly not as well as they did we did when we were 16. And so we're not busting all the minerals and all the amino acids out of their the matrix they are in the food. So anyway, sir, you might want to be checking with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine if you need some help with that. But sounds like you're doing a good job taking care of your health, watching your pulse, seeing if things come down, and you notice this little blip lately, and those are the things that could account for the little blip, and it's time for me to shut up. It's your turn.
Hey, I did buy your book on stomach acid a couple of years ago, so I have been taking the betaine hydrochloride with pepsin with me.
Okay, we'll do follow up on that with either and or the hair mineral analysis and the fasting plasma essential, that's essential amino acid test. They could give you one with 85 different amino acids, but all you want to check is the essential ones, because that will tell you whether you're using enough to get the nutrients up in your system to help everything work better.
Gotcha. We need to check at the other end there. So that's one thing I can do now, because I do take magnesium, 400 milligrams of magnesium glycinate a day.
Okay.
I get the copper in my zinc. You've talked about that before. Make sure
Did you say you're taking the copper?
Ratio. There's some copper in the zinc that I take, yeah.
Yeah. Make sure that ratio is 15 to 1, sir. Zinc 15, copper 1.
Okay, good. But I'm not taking taurine, so that's something I need to look
into. Uh-oh. Well, that Japanese study was real big. I mean, it covered so many people, and that's what they found. So, oh, by the way, taurine helps us make new brain cells, too. So it goes further than just electrical conductivity, sir.
Very good. Okay, so as far as, you know, when you see something like this, I think of this as like a exercise stress test, you know, kind of like on a treadmill. That I have never done one, but I understand that's how it works, where they check, you know, after intensity, what's happening with the heart. So if they saw that it dropped very, I mean, it's taken too long to recover, what kind of things would they say? I mean, would they say don't do the strenuous exercise? Would you say don't do strenuous exercise, or... do you think there's any kind
of... Well, for better or worse, I'm not a conventional medical doctor or cardiologist, sir. So, and I haven't heard from other folks what their cardiologists have said. So I can't tell you what they'd say. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. So it's kind of like, well, if this was you, what would you do, Dr. Wright?
Just what I just told you, sir. I'd be checking my minerals and my amino acids, and I bet you I'd find something there.
That would be the main thing, and that's what I'm going to do next. Well, I appreciate all your help. You're so helpful every time, and I listen every week, and I take notes, because it's just too important to try to remember everything you're talking about.
Well, it's kind of you to mention that, sir, and thanks for putting up with me. As I say, I'm a little grumpy today because of technical difficulties, but I'm glad we got a chance to talk.
Okay. Can I mention one other thing? You always talk about with the tocotrienols. I do take that, but you had talked about the... peroxide lipid peroxidation. How you said that tocopherols will help that, right?
Yes, the tocopherol will help that, but the tocotrienols will too, sir. I should have mentioned that, but they both help against lipid peroxidation from, for example, fish oil.
Right. I found the study that said tocotrienols help too, because some people, if there's a genetic variant that people who take tocopherol or aspirin can actually increase their risk of heart disease. So I thought, ooh, those people shouldn't be taking tocopherol.
Congratulations. You're watching that after your health. I'm glad you do. Some people do, but most of us don't, darn it.
I know, but I still listen to you no matter what. I'm going to keep learning.
Thank you, sir. Okay, well, I'm not hearing that background music. Maybe it's because of our technical difficulties. But I'll just shut up, and somebody can tell me when I should start yammering again.
Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right. Even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep.
Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
Did you know that vinegar can promote a leaner, longer, and healthier life? Research studies show that vinegar lowers blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar while promoting longevity and weight loss. Yes, that's vinegar. In double-blind tests, 175 research volunteers were divided into three groups of similar weight, body mass index, and weight circumference. Each group was given a 17-ounce beverage containing no vinegar, half ounce of vinegar, or 1 ounce over a 12-week period. The researchers reported body weight, BMI, visceral fat, weight circumference, and serum triglyceride levels were significantly lower in both vinegar intake groups than in the placebo group. Talk to your doctor about supplementing with vinegar or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss this and other ways to become your healthiest. To subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter for other interesting health tips, visit greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477.
Do you have questions about dietary supplements? Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary has more than 20 years of experience studying scientific literature that supports the many uses for dietary supplements. Tawny has a master's degree in nutrition, and she's definitely an expert in dietary supplements and the science behind them. If you have any general questions about supplements mentioned on today's show or any other supplement questions, call Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6878 and ask for Tawny. That's 888-893-6878. Supplements can be used to add nutrients to your diet to potentially lower your risk of health problems like osteoporosis or arthritis. If you have specific questions regarding nutrition and supplements for your particular situation, call Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary, 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878.
Sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, I am here. And let me do that thing called giving out the old phone numbers again. Now, I understand it's the afternoon here, and who knows? Everybody may be sleeping it off or visiting with family or what. But here's the numbers in case you want to call. And they happen to be 206-421-0770, 206-421-0770, and 206-465-8770, and 206-465-8770. And those happen to be the phone numbers in case you want to call. And you have got yourself a question, or maybe not. Or maybe you got an answer for me that I didn't have. That would be cool. I can always learn stuff. Yep. Okay. Well, at the moment, I can't see that there's anybody waiting, at least not on the old good old computer screen over here. So let me bring back a topic we probably haven't covered that much since last year. And that's good old bioidentical hormone replacement. We hear not so much about it right now, even though Los Federales at FDA are very quietly trying to get rid of it. Unfortunately, it's major competition for patent medicines such as horse estrogen. And since all of us are horses, we want to take horse estrogen if we're ladies, don't we? Ooh, excuse me, if we're mares, I should have said. Huh. Well, they're still trying to get rid of it. So please, folks, go to anh-usa.org. That's anh-usa.org. And see what the latest shenanigans FDA and the federal regulators are up to try to get rid of bioidentical hormones. Now, here is a big deal reason. I do mean big deal. Why nobody wants to get rid of bioidentical hormones or let FDA do that. Oh, my goodness. Kristen called in to rescue you from listening to me. So I'll just finish up very briefly with what I was talking about there, saying that for sure, and I'll explain it later, for sure, bioidentical hormones are a major barrier against cognitive decline. No kidding. Bioidentical hormones are not just for sex or appearance. They're a major, major, major thing against cognitive decline. I'm not kidding. There's real research on it, but I better shut up and listen to Kristen, who was kind enough to call. Hi, Kristen. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I had a couple questions. But recently, I had a squamous.
Hi, I'm sorry, ma'am. I can barely hear you. Our equipment isn't working real well today. Can you speak a little louder or softer? Or I mean, I'm sorry, or quieter? No.
Can you hear me now?
So I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Just a little better, yes.
Huh, okay. Well, I recently had a squamous cell removed. And then I went in for a checkup, and they found a couple of other moles that look suspicious, so they're being tested for melanoma. I don't have the results back yet, but I was wondering if you had suggestions as to what supplements I can take, what I know, like lycopene, but I'm curious as to what you suggest. If anything, for me to kind of help as a preventative. And then I wanted to add one other thing in there that I've been having an issue with. I've been having an issue with, like, skin, like a fungus, like, you know, when you sweat. And I've had that issue as well. I don't know if they're related, but I've had those things going on here.
Is this fungus in the toenails? Is that what you're saying?
No. It's like on the skin. Like I have like white spots, and then underneath the breast area. Maybe I'm not quite using the right word. The dermatologist told me to use like Selsun Blue to wash, and then she did give me a cream, but it's like almost like yeast.
Oh. Almost like yeast
on the skin.
Okay, and. Did the dermatologist tell you to do anything about it, ma'am?
Well, she did give me some cream.
Okay. Well, let me give you a different idea that frequently works. However, you do have to be careful with the quantities. Have you heard of potassium iodide, ma'am?
Well, I have heard of it, but I've never...
Okay. Well, potassium iodide kills germs of all sorts. It kills bacteria. It kills funguses. It kills viruses. It's just a germ killer. And it was actually put together by a Frenchman by the name of Bernard Courtois 2 centuries ago. And it's still in use. It works so well. And it's called, when it's sold over the counter online, because it doesn't require a prescription, it's called Bernard's Solution, because Bernard came up with a solution. Now, what we have to be careful about, though, is never, ever, ever use more than 2 drops a day. I'm not kidding. And it doesn't sound like 2 drops would go far, but it is a liquid, and you can easily smear it over quite a number of places. Now, second thing, to get that iodide to penetrate best into the body, one gets some DMSO. Are you familiar with DMSO?
I have DMSO, but it's in, like, a gel form, and I think it says 70%. So should I just...
70%?
I think it says 70%.
Hooray! That's just the right percent, according to Dr. Stanley Jacob, who's the world-class expert on DMSO. So what you do is wherever you think you got a fungal thing you want to treat, or bacterial, or whatever, even if it's under the toenails, which is why I asked you that, because with the DMSO, you rub in, let's say, 1 drop on the toenail that's the worst affected of the potassium iodide, and then you get some of that 70% DMSO and rub it right over that, and whoosh, it goes right through the toenail and starts killing germs under the toenail. Now, if it's not on the toenail, ma'am, then you don't need as much carrying power from the DMSO, but you could use it anyway because it'll take the iodide right into you. Now, will that hurt you any? That's the key thing. What was found by Dr. Guy Abraham, who was, until he died, one of the world-class experts on iodide and iodide, is as long as we don't go over 1.5, that's 15 milligrams a day, we're not going to get into trouble. But when we start going over 15 and stay over 15, we might mess up our thyroid glands. So two drops are usually 12 milligrams. That's why it's relatively safe. And the DMSO helps carry it into the body. So for fungal or bacterial or whatever the infection, you could try that. Now, on to the other topic, which was, again, ma'am, remind me.
Yes, squamous cell. I just had a large squamous cell, not large, but squamous cell removed, and then I went in for a full body checkup, and they found a couple of dark moles that I couldn't see, and so they put them in for the lab to check for melanoma. And so I don't even know what the results are, but I was wondering if there is some sort of supplement I can take.
Yes, there certainly is, ma'am. There are several publications about how niacinamide really reduces the risk of skin cancer. Niacinamide does a whole bunch of stuff around the body, and the reason it does such a bunch is that part of its functions are activating energy production in every cell in the body, including skin cells, which means that every cell is going to be energized, and therefore it's not as likely to get sick. No kidding. Now, niacinamide was first used in a big way back in the 1940s on people with osteoporosis. Yes, it does help that too. And there were 300 or 400, I forget which, people with osteoporosis. I'm sorry, not osteoporosis. I said that wrong. Osteoarthritis is what I meant. Degenerative joint disease is called. And what was found is that all but 3 or 4 of those people had complete control over their osteoarthritis symptoms. No more pain within 4 months. I read the book on that. It was written in the 1940s. In 1971, I've applied it, and since that time, I've never had to refer anybody for joint replacement therapy. Now, why am I going over to joint replacement and osteoarthritis? Because that tells us about doses, ma'am. What was used for osteoarthritis was a total of 3,000 milligrams daily. Now, these days, with, quote, modern technology, unquote, there is out there a 750 milligram time-release tablet. It's called Enduramide, for E-N-D-U-R, like endure, and then amide, which is the last part of niacinamide.
Okay.
And one takes one, then two of those in the morning, one, then two of those in the evening, and you got a total of 3,000 milligrams, which is what it took to clear the completely symptoms of osteoarthritis back there in the 1940s. Now, another thing is, again, what we're going after here is really skin cancer. How can it work on that? Well, it does. There's a number of publications that show that one's risk of skin cancer is less if one takes niacinamide. And the adult dose is what I just told you, ma'am, but it also helps a lot of other things. And then I wonder, I bet you nobody ever told you how to cure skin cancer on your very own.
No.
Okay. You want to look this one up online. It's a product that's been around since the Australian biochemist put it together 30 years ago, ma'am.
Wow.
It's called Curaderm, C-U-R-A-D-E-R-M, C-U-R-A for cure and derm for skin. And the researcher, a PhD named William Cham, or Bill Cham as he goes by, Bill, found that the stuff in Curaderm can penetrate the cell walls of cancer cells only, and it will not penetrate the walls of normal cells. How do you like that?
Wow.
So I've seen person after person buy a tube of Curaderm, read the instructions that come with it, spread it onto their skin cancers, and do that every day, and the skin cancer's gone. And I know that's going to make a lot of dermatologists and surgeons really, really mad because they can't collect money for skin cancer surgery. But this has been working for 30 years, and there are publications by other people, not just Dr. Cham, showing that this stuff actually works against skin cancer. It really does, ma'am. I've had people show me, oh, look, that's where my skin cancer was. I treated it with that Curaderm stuff, C-U-R-A-D-E-R-M.
And you can just get it. Oh, well, do you sell it in your dispensary?
You can ask there, I'm pretty sure, but you better ask them.
Okay, and then for the niacinamide, so should I get the Enduramide? Is that what you
think? Now that we have in our dispensary for sure, because
okay.
Here's the big deal reason. one-third the population doesn't make niacinamide in their body very effectively at all, and two-thirds of the population does. And that is according to a Professor Oxenkrug from New York City, who laid that all very clearly out in some publications of his. And if we don't make niacinamide in our own bodies, ma'am, I'm sorry, we're much more likely to have cognitive decline, too, which is why, and by the way, if we're not making much niacinamide in our own bodies, we have more chance of skin cancer. But the cognitive decline thing was well proven by some researchers at the University of California at Irvine. I'm not kidding. They genetically engineered some poor little mice. Imagine that, some poor little mice to get identical to human Alzheimer's. Now, if I were the mouse, I would have bitten the researcher's finger off if I could for doing that to me. But the mice didn't know that. So anyway, when all the mice had developed cognitive decline, and how can you tell if a mouse is getting cognitive decline in human Alzheimer's? They can't run the maze to find lunch anymore. And that's what mice do at universities. So the rats, I mean real rats now, not politicians. Okay, so these little mice couldn't find lunch anymore. They biopsied their little mouse brains. Maybe they were rats, I forget. And look at that. It looks like just like human Alzheimer's. Well, duh, that's how they were genetically engineered. So then they put them all onto the equivalent mouse dose that I just told you was the same one for humans. Of course, it's a lot less because mice don't weigh as much. Of niacinamide in every one of those rats or mice, whichever it was, recovered the ability to run the maze. And they did before and after brain biopsies. The first brain biopsy when they couldn't run the maze anymore. Oh, yeah, look at that. Looks just like human Alzheimer's. Well, duh. That's how they were genetically engineered. And wow. Then afterward, the follow-up biopsy. Oh, look at that. A lot of garbage that accumulates in Alzheimer's disease is now not there anymore. Not all of it, but a lot of it. That's why they could run the maze again. So in your case, skin cancer, yes. But that niacinamide is going to put a barrier in there for you against cognitive decline, too. And then if you just happen to use bioidentical hormones, you're going to have a big barrier against cognitive decline. And I'll shut up now, ma'am.
I need to do my research on that. I'm 50 and menopause, and I've been wanting to do more research on that, bioidentical hormones.
Okay,
I have a couple. I appreciate your time. If I still have a, if I just could have a couple, ask one more thing on that Bernard solution. You said only 2 drops per day, and
that's right.
So I do have, but I have it kind of like all over. It's not just on. It's like my chest area, under the breast, my arms, my legs. So you're just saying kind of maybe alternate. One drop.
Yes, alternate drops, one day here, one day there. Or the other thing you can do, ma'am, if you do use a DMSL that will get it to penetrate better, you could take 2 drops and put them together with 2 or 3 drops of distilled water so you'd have more stuff to smear around.
Mm-hmm.
And that would not adversely affect the effect of the potassium iodide. And then you could put it in more places and put some DMSL over it to make sure it goes through.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'll do that. And then the Enduramide you sell. And then I just want to make sure I heard you right. The Curaderm is Curaderm. You're not sure if you have it at the dispensary, but I could look it up online, and there's no prescription for that, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Either? Okay. All right.
That's right, ma'am.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Dr. Wright. I appreciate your show, and thanks for taking the time with me. Happy New Year to you.
Well, thanks for calling in and saving everybody from having to listen to me yammer on, ma'am. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, that's always helpful, too. You always have. I always learn something new every time I am able to listen to your show, so thank you.
That's kind of you, ma'am. Thank you. Okay. Let's see if it's time for me to shut up yet. No, not quite. So it's time for me to listen to Ray. Hi, Ray. Ooh, it is time. It is time for me to shut up. Then we'll get to Ray and Lisa.
Have you heard about Tea Builder? Tea Builder contains 10 ingredients, each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of Tea Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. Tea Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for T-Builder, the formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's SunPal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief, so go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer and every time you're outside. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878.
If you want a better tan this summer, you need to check out Dr. Jonathan Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. It's loaded with amino acids, vitamins, and copper that increases the body's ability for melanin production. Even the fairest skin people will be able to tan to a noticeable degree. Take advantage of your body's own natural tanning chemistry to prolong the length of time you spend in the sun before you start to turn pink. The latest science-determined nutrients will offer skin support and allow you to develop a healthy, natural glow. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. TahomaDispensary.com or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. That's 1-888-893-6878. Dr. Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. Order now by calling 1-888-893-6878. That's 1-888-893-6878. Fair skin folks, this is your ray of sunshine. Tan Pal. Call 1-888-893-6878.
In the February issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, the supplement strontium is explained in great detail. Studies show that strontium helps to improve bone density, decrease tooth sensitivity, and can help treat osteoporosis in a natural, healthy way. You may be wondering what to look for in a strontium supplement. Based on research, it appears that between 340 and 680 milligrams of elemental strontium works best. The smaller quantities will help prevent bone loss from occurring, while the larger doses can help treat osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. To read the full article and find out the ins and outs of strontium, subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter by visiting greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. Schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. Call 602-252-4477. Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right. Even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with Medical Director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
The Tahoma Clinic is a premier holistic medical clinic established in 1973 by Dr. Jonathan V. Wright. Dr. Wright is a well-known pioneer in natural medicine, researcher, author, and speaker. The Tahoma Clinic has provided evidence-based natural treatments for thousands of patients. Located between Seattle and Tacoma, just 15 minutes from SeaTac Airport, the Tahoma Clinic provides a multifaceted approach to healthcare.
Recommended therapies include bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, customized vitamin, mineral, amino acid, essential fatty acid, and botanical therapies. They offer non-invasive thermography screening for breast health, treatment for dry macular degeneration, therapies to support brain health, the Heidelberg Digestive Analysis to determine levels of stomach acid, plus advanced naturopathic care. They invite you to call 206-812-9988 to schedule an appointment or ask your specific questions. The Tahoma Clinic is looking forward to assisting you on your path to wellness.
Oh, well, technical difficulties, but I should really shut up and listen to Emily. Hi, Emily. Is Emily there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, ma'am, because of technical difficulties. Could you talk louder? I'm very sorry.
Yeah, let me take you off hands-free. Is this better?
I can hear you at this time. It's faint, but I can hear you. Go for it, ma'am.
Okay. I have a friend in her mid-20s who fractured her ankle, and it has not healed properly, and they recommend surgery now, but she also has developed a rare condition called complex regional pain syndrome.
Uh-huh.
Which causes extreme pain and swelling in the injured limb. And I'm worried that the surgery could make that condition worse. So I recommended acupuncture, and she's going to have her first visit on Monday. But is
oh,
there
good for
else
you.
You can recommend?
That's a very good idea.
Oh, good. Is there anything
now,
else
another
you
thing,
can
ma'am.
Recommend for complex regional pain syndrome?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that one.
Is there anything else you can recommend for complex regional pain syndrome?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to refer to an article about people who beat each other up for a living. They're called boxers. And what they did was have, after beating each other up for a while, they had half of them get some DMSO. I know it keeps coming up, but Professor Stanley Jacob taught us all its uses. They had them get some DMSO and rub it right into the places where they were beat up, the bruises, in other words. And what was found was, oh my goodness, those bruises healed significantly faster in the people who rubbed in DMSO. Now, how does that happen? Because DMSO is not a rebuilding molecule or anything. Well, it was explained to me actually by a professor at the University of Michigan. I call it the University because they know everything there. That what DMSO actually does is allows the exit from this damaged cells of damaged material and the entrance of repair materials. So basically, it wasn't doing the work itself. It was just facilitating the body doing its own work, ma'am. And if one doesn't want to use 99.9% DMSO, which they got in all the health food stores, one can distill it down with 30% distilled water, not regular water with the contaminants in it, distilled water, and 70% DMSO. And that should only be mixed up into a glass or metal container because it turns really hot for about 3 or 4 minutes. And if it's in a plastic container, it'll melt it possibly. So anyway, rubbing in DMSO helps things heal quicker, even though it's not a healing agent itself. It's a facilitating healing agent.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. I hope that does us some good. And I know DMSO is kind of smelly, but it does help.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's go over to, we're still in Seattle. Doggone it, I don't know why anybody lives there anymore the way the city council is going, but that's another story. Hi, Ray. Ray's in Seattle. What's on your mind, sir?
Can you hear me this time?
Yes, I can hear you this time. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what happened last time, but at least I didn't get hung up on. Hey, about that, those moles, I had some something to start with an S, and then the other word was a K on my back, and that Keriderm is just—it's almost completely gone. It's been about 4 weeks now. It's fantastic stuff. A little pricey, but it's definitely worth versus getting surgery.
Oh, it's definitely better than that, sir. And I really appreciate you calling in and letting people know that it worked for you. And I can let people know that everybody I've seen who's applied Curaderm to a skin cancer has gotten rid of it.
Right. Oh, I didn't call in for that reason, but I just wanted to say that I called about berberine. But before I go to the berberine, can I just, I have a, you know, I've been taking 3 grams of niacinamide for a couple of years now, and I still have some dark colored holes on my hand. This one, sometimes it gets kind of cracky. Can I put that Curaderm on that? Or is that
you can give it a try, sir, because it can't get into normal cells. Remember that. It cannot get into normal cells, so it won't hurt anything to try.
Okay. Hey, with berberine, there's another doctor ahead of you in the morning that talks about berberine and how it, there's a study that came out about how it helps AFib. I was wondering if you'd heard anything about that.
Yes, our researcher did find that and show it to me, and sure enough, there is this one study that does that. Now, I do like things that have more than one study, but the nice thing about berberine, sir, is it's been used in Chinese medicine for approximately 1,000 years or so, and nobody ever got killed with it, much less even significantly hurt with it, so it's worth trying.
Okay, well, how much would you
the dosage? Okay, is there any history in your family of type 2 diabetes that'll help me answer the question?
Oh, yeah. My A1C has been good, and my blood sugar, I did glucose blood sugar a few years ago, and it was good. But my mom and all my mom's siblings had it.
Okay, I hear you, sir. You do not have it. I'm not saying you do at all whatsoever. But I am saying if you've got the genetic background, let's call it, even if it's not yours personally, it's the background in your family of that type 2 diabetes, then that really should be. It comes in a 500-milligram capsule, and some companies make 1,000-milligram, but it should be 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day with meals if the family background is that. Now, I'm going to go a little further here, sir. You probably heard me talking about Professor Ochsenkrug from New York City, who really proved to us all that in families where there's type 2 diabetes, the bodies don't make niacinamide internally. So I'm sure glad you're taking yours, sir, because it certainly puts a barrier between you and many things, including osteoarthritis and cognitive decline.
Well, I do need to pay attention to that, but I've had AFib, and through your show and Dr. Magoon, you know, I've got it under control, you know, the AFib.org thing that you talked about a few years ago, and the supplements that they talk about there is really great. And that brings up taurine. My cardiologist told me that I was taking 3 grams of taurine, and he says that was too much. And you're saying the more taurine, according to the study you read, the more taurine.
That is right, sir. And all I got to say is what my grandmama would have said. She's Italian, and she would say about that opinion, she would say Bologna.
Bologna, yes. Well, I like Bologna, but so 3 grams isn't too much then.
Nope, not unless it gives you low-grade nausea, and that is your liver saying, excuse me, that's too much for me to process. So all we got to do is pay attention. Is the liver complaining or not?
Right. You know, one quick question. We're trying to get our friend to come in and see your clinic. She had knee, my wife's friend has knee surgery. She's almost 60, and so she's got a replacement knee. I told her to take 3 grams of the niacinamide, and she tried a bottle of it, which is about 120 capsules, so I guess that's about 2 months worth. I don't know. Anyway, she said it didn't work, but it made her kind of nauseous. So I told her she needed to maybe cut it in half. But my question is can niacinamide help somebody who's had a knee replacement with since there's no cartilage there or whatever it is?
There's no cartilage left there. Yes, it can help not get replacement of other joints, sir, because if a person lives long enough, if they had the first joint replaced when they're 63, they usually need another one replaced when they're in their 70s.
Oh,
so it can protect against that. But you just told me that lady's liver gave her a warning signal of too much niacinamide for me, namely the low-grade nausea. So what she can still do is work her way up to that nausea point, and as soon as it happens, stop for a couple days and go down to less. And if she doesn't get any nausea at the lower dose, then just stay there, because, again, it has to do with this inability to make niacinamide inside the body, and so we should have at least whatever our livers will tolerate. Most of us will tolerate 3 grams a day, but it's not everybody. That's what we were taught by Dr. Kaufman, who came up with all of this.
Is there anything that she can do for pain in her knee?
Anything for pain in her knee, yes.
Well,
we're not that far from Christmas. So what the three wise men were thought to have brought to the Christ child was frankincense, as well as a couple other things. And you'll find on the shelf in the health food store a pain reliever derived from frankincense. And if it didn't hurt the Christ child, it's not likely to hurt her. It goes by capital letters. All capital letters, AKBA, and then the word plus, and it's a pain reliever, and you can get it in any health food store, the Tama dispensary, online, and get it all over the place.
Thank you, and thank you. I know there's a little time left, so thank you very much. Happy New Year's, and love your newsletter.
Thank you, sir, and thanks for calling. Okay, let's see. I think I still got a couple minutes before the end here. So, Lisa, what's on your mind, sir, or ma'am? I'm sorry.
Hi. I have a question. I watched one of your other shows, and you said to take P5P for carpal tunnel.
You betcha.
I have some nerve damage on there. I just was wondering, because I got warnings not to take more than 100 milligrams, and it has 275. Is it safe, and how many a day?
Okay. Now, usually I've seen the 50 milligram, and if you've got a 275, I would just take one a day. And then the damage that vitamin B6, pyridoxin, not the P5P form, but the pyridoxin form can do is by contacting the receptors, and it's not activated yet, and that gives people neuropathy because it's sitting in the receptor. It's not activated, so it can't work. So that's why I'm glad to hear that you got the P5P form, because that's the activated form, and that will work. But I'd still stick with just one a day. That's a fairly good-sized dose. Much of the time, people can do 15 milligrams twice a day and get the same job done.
Okay, and then do I just stay on it long-term, or...?
Unless you think the neuropathy is getting worse, which I really doubt, because all the reports there is on the unactivated B6. But if you think it's getting worse, then you better stop.
Okay. I actually feel way better on it and other things, so that's great. Then I wanted to ask
that active B6 works all over the body, not just one spot.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. So on the niacinamide, when you were talking about the nausea, I tried taking that, and it made me super nauseated. So mine's 1,000 milligrams. Should I go less, or?
If it made you nauseated at 1,000, ma'am, you better go down to the 500. You got to pay attention to that liver. You really do, and your liver's telling you something there.
Okay, and then one more question. Anything that you can suggest for asthma, or pretty bad lung function?
That's you?
Yeah.
Oh, how about let's try curing the asthma, ma'am? We had a gentleman rolled into the clinic about 8 months ago. He's in a wheelchair. He's wheezing so bad. 2 weeks later, he came back. He was walking. He couldn't believe the change in how he looked. Asthma is totally curable for nearly everybody, and I do mean that. I learned how to cure it when my son got asthma in the, 1977 or something like that. I did a whole bunch of library research, and since then we've cured every person in sight with asthma at Tama Clinic.
Wonderful.
And I'm not kidding.
That's wonderful. Okay.
So check in with one of our docs,
there,
and guess what? The treatment is one you can give to yourself at home as soon as you learn how to do it.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. Okay, well, I appreciate that. Thank you for answering my questions.
Well, you're welcome, and thanks for calling in and helping to spread the word about safe, natural treatments. And yes, we do have to pay attention. Some of them can have effects if we take more than we need, but as long as we know what those effects are and back off, that's fine. Thanks for calling
in. Okay, is it pretty safe to open the capsule and do it that way, or just I need a different kind?
You want to take it pretty quick after
you
open the capsule.
Well, thank you again. I appreciate your answers.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thanks for calling. OK, Okay, so I think that is our last caller for today, and let me see what time. Oh my goodness, it's the end of the program. We should be hearing the music here, and we'll be back with you next week, and hopefully with no technical difficulties.